There's a little-known agency in Wisconsin called the Board of Commissioners of Public Land. It manages nearly 78,000 acres in scattered parcels throughout northern Wisconsin, mostly for timber sales. The state does not pay any property taxes on those acres. Waukesha Republican Assemblyman Scott Jensen last year proposed using Wisconsin's stewardship fund to buy up those acres so that they'd be placed on the property tax rolls instead. Many feared that would deplete stewardship money to the point that the state could not afford to buy any new land. That idea failed. Now Jensen favors a compromise that would have Wisconsin's Department of Natural Resources purchase only that land that most needs protection.
In the end, what we have here is a bipartisan proposal that will protect over 12,000 acres of environmentally precious lands that will promote recreation and provide property tax relief for certain northern Wisconsin communities.
This time, Jensen has the backing of the board's executive secretary, Tia Nelson. The daughter of Earth Day founder Gaylord Nelson says this measure will keep healthy forests from being fragmented and make it easier to manage stands of timber for harvest.
One of the most important tools conservationists have today to protect northern Wisconsin as we know it is a sustainable, healthy timber economy. If those lands aren't working for us, they will be subdivided into small lots, they will be developed, the public will lose access, we will lose the biodiversity that the forests hold.
Up to $2 million in stewardship funds would be used each year for the purchases. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.